Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about online shopping. Do you tend to go overboard when you are shopping online? Are you easily sucked in by the infomercials on HSN or QVC? Have you often wondered if you are getting a deal when you shop online? Let's begin our month focusing on back to school. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because, honestly, I was bored one night. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, I've talked about my cats. We have three cats, and one of them, Antonio, loves to go outside. Antonio gets two walks daily. I mean, really, I get the only cat in the shelter that thinks he's a dog. At night, I sometimes put him on a line, and I check him frequently. So Antonio was outside. I didn't have anything to read, and I just started to flip through channels. Tony Robbins was having a special on HSN or one of the networks. It was 1 hour long. I ended up buying what he was selling. And I have to tell you, the thought of sitting through an infomercial for an hour makes my eyes just glaze over. I have to admit, I'm a fan of Tony Robbins. I saw his documentary, I Am Not Your Guru. I highly recommend it. Now, warning, there is a lot of swearing in it. However, he's very purposeful with that because he kind of wants to jolt you, wants to wake you up. I'm not someone who gets sucked in easily, and as I was preparing this episode, I thought, you know what, I need to watch more of HSN, QVC, so I can do a really good job preparing for this episode. Couldn't do it. It actually drove me nuts. I thought, I can't watch this. I just had no patience for that. However, I understand why people do it. When Tony Robbins was presenting, I was like, oh my gosh, sign me up, I'm going to buy. Many people can't stop though, and they get in debt and they go crazy with online shopping. You might be someone who said, hey, you know what? I'm not in debt. However, you might buy every shirt that you see online, or you might go crazy with cat toys. Don't worry, I'm still on a cat toy moratorium. I also had a client who confided in me she had gone in debt from online shopping, and I thought, I really need to do an episode on that. Why do we shop online? Probably the biggest reason why is because it's easy. As humans, we tend to take the path of least resistance. I get cat litter online because I can always get, and not all the time, I can get it locally. One click and the litter, I'm about to have another installment come shortly, it's delivered right to my door. No lugging the litter from the store, no lugging the litter inside. It just is delivered. And my husband can lug it in inside. Saving money. Sometimes we can definitely save money, but sometimes we can't. If there's a good deal out there, trust me, I get it. I stocked up on cat litter when our brand was for $9.98 for a 40-pound bag of litter. That's half of what it usually goes for. You might want to save money when you shop online.
Side note, I had forgotten about this because I didn't write it down. One of the ways that we can become kind of get that adrenaline rush or maybe want to shop online a lot is because we think we're getting a bargain. I really encourage you to do shopping comparison. There was an article, I believe it was by the Wall Street Journal, a year or so ago, if memory serves, and that's why I want you to locate the article. They talked about how Amazon had this low pricing and got everyone hooked and then has increased pricing. They talked about how, you know, on Amazon will say say 53%, but the prices are kind of jacked up, so the 53% you're saving probably isn't that much. I've also noticed with cat litter, I know you guys are probably tired of cat litter. Got 5 boxes, 3 cats. We go through a lot of litter. And I notice now, I used to get the litter from Amazon. It was $15 and change. And then one day, I was like, oh my gosh, it had doubled. And I think that I had to also pay shipping. And that's when I kind of did some research and found the Wall Street Journal article. And I was like, wow, you had this cat litter price for years and then you jacked it up. And I also think what a lot of places are doing now too is they have some algorithm, is my guess. I don't know enough, but if it's $15 on Amazon, it's going to be $15 on Chewy.com. And so there's, I don't want to say collusion, but I just think they're watching what each other is pricing. And so if someone brings their particular item down a couple dollars, then the other sites are going to do that. So just do your research. Don't get sucked in thinking, oh my gosh, great deal. Now, when the cat litter was $9.99 a bag, I stocked up. I got 7 bags, and truthfully, I should have gotten a lot more, and the guy that had to drop them off was not amused. But do your research, because a lot of times you think you're getting a good bargain, and you really aren't. If you keep that in mind, that might be another way to kind of slow down if you get a little crazy when shopping.
Crowds. Many times people like to avoid crowds, and if you go to the mall, you're most likely to run into one. I'm not a big crowd person. Privacy. You may need to be discreet with some of your purchases. Perhaps you're buying something for a surprise party or some other reason. If you are easily swayed by people who have us buy more than we want or something we don't quite want. In the past, it would have been really hard for me, and I didn't like to shop because I would end up with more than I wanted. I'm not a big clothes horse, and many times I'd end up returning things, and I'd pray, oh my gosh, I hope that the salesperson is not there. I just became overwhelmed with those salespeople. I'm not someone who is really good at shopping at clothes, and it became overwhelming, and I didn't want to say no. Don't worry, I did a podcast previously on how to say no. Those are just a few of the reasons. Why do you shop online? Is there something you could do to begin shopping locally if you think that it would help you shop less? For instance, shopping when there is less foot traffic, or going with a buddy to run interference from salespeople. You don't have to be an addict or compulsive to benefit from shopping less. What we don't use turns to clutter, and that is a whole other ball of wax to deal with. When we overspend, we could be spending on more important long-term goals, like a self-improvement class or a class to learn something that you've always wanted to.
Are you tired of being stressed out every time school begins? Would you or your child benefit from being more organized? Ready to be on top of it all and achieve your goals? Our successful school year, get organized, clear clutter, and gain peace of mind, Facebook Mastermind community can support you. Begin September 6th. More information at reawakenyourbrilliance.com under Life Organization Masterminds.
When does online shopping cross the line? Most of us probably shop online. You have no clue how much you spend or kind of have a shopping blackout. You are shocked when you get the credit card bill and maybe don't remember or realize how much money you spent. You get a rush when buying. Same as someone who's doing extreme sports. That's an adrenaline rush. Your body is physically reacting to the high of shopping. You don't really need what you buy. Just talked a moment ago. It becomes clutter. And when we clear our clutter, we can focus on what's important. You don't have money to pay your bills. I think of Sex and the City, which dates me, which was out in the 90s, but I'll never forget this scene. Sarah Jessica Parker's character figured out she had spent something like $40,000 or $50,000 on shoes that could have been a down payment for a home. If you're spending more time online, looking and shopping, instead of with friends or connecting with people, perhaps you spend insanely in one area, such as clothes or pets, or like Sarah Jessica Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, on shoes. How to reduce your shopping? Become aware. I talk about this all the time. Get off autopilot. Read your credit card statements. Find out if you shop when you're bored, when you're lonely. Kind of like emotional eating. I can understand someone wanting to just buy, buy, buy. It's like reaching for a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Why do you shop? Why do you overshop? Breathe. If you're about to hit that add to cart, take a deep breath. Deep, long, inhaling breaths. After you've had a few breaths, do you still feel like buying? Consider an accountability partner, someone that you can text or call and say, oh my gosh, I'm about to buy something, and they can talk you off the ledge. Ask yourself, do I really need this item? Or did I want to get it because I saw my neighbor had one? Or all the girls at school are wearing this? Do you really need? Ask yourself, what am I trying to fill? And remember, there's no right or wrong or judgment here. If you're trying to fill feeling lonely, or you're trying to fill a need to be popular, online shopping is not going to fill that. And when you recognize that, you can begin to work on loving yourself and figuring out other healthy ways you can fill your needs. Get out of the house, go in nature, take a walk, do some exercising, stop it, cut it off. You can get up and walk away from your iPad, from your computer, from your phone. Create a budget and stick to it. If you create a budget and see how much you're spending, you might have that aha moment and figure out after a year, oh my gosh, we spend $10,000 going out to eat every year and we really wanted to find a home. We could put that money down for a down payment. Use technology. Block yourself from sites. Here are some that can help you out. Chrome Nanny is for Google Chrome and can be used to block websites. You can set up whitelists, blacklists, and the extent to which the blacklisted websites are blocked. Leechbox is for Mozilla Firefox. It's customizable and lets you configure specific times to block websites. If you know that late evenings where you start to get on the computer, block it for them. You can create 6 sets of websites to block, with each set having multiple sites and time restrictions. Focal Filter is a Windows-based application that helps you focus by temporarily blocking distracting websites. After the block timer runs out, your websites are available for you to view again. Focal Filter blocks websites in almost every web browser, including Chrome, Firefox, Safari, and IE. Self-Control is a Mac-based app which blocks access to incoming and/or outgoing mail servers and websites for a predetermined period of time. Finally, you can talk to a professional or join a support group. If it really is a problem, get help. There's no shame in that. If you are a compulsive shopper, then going to the store might not change things. Again, I encourage you to seek support. Removing clutter is all about focusing on what is important. What could you choose to do if you weren't spending all your time and money on stuff? What other interests could you devote your time and money to? Learning a new language? Meeting new friends, traveling on vacation. Remember, no judging. You can be a work in progress and be perfect just the way you are. I'm going to talk about living in the and in a future podcast. This is about awareness and taking action. Take actions from today's podcast. figure out why you choose to shop online and see if you could make some changes to shop locally. Be honest. Has your shopping crossed the line? Is there an area where you seem to lose control? What steps can you take to reduce your shopping? Create a list or have fun discovering what you could replace shopping with. On our next episode, we are talking about being unproductive to be productive. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.